From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House is looking for ways to make sure the public does not have to pay the cleanup of the catastrophic BP oil spill. NPR's Maura Liasson reports the president is backing new legislation that could make that happen.
Right now, there's a cap on what companies responsible for oil spills have to pay. It's $75 million, and the current law says it can be waived only if the company is found to be guilty of negligence or willful misconduct. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president is working with Congress to pass a law to raise the cap to around $10 billion.
We would be in favor of significantly lifting that cap, a cap put in place in the Oil Pollution Act of 1990, so at least 20 years old. As the president said, the BP is going to get a bill for the recovery, the cleanup, and the damages caused.
The extent of the damage on the Gulf Coast is still unknown. In a couple of days, oil is expected to come ashore on parts of Louisiana. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Officials talking to the man suspected in the Times Square bombing attempt say so far they have not been able to verify claims that he trained in Pakistan or that he is linked to any terrorist group. Faisal Shahzad was taken into custody earlier this week in connection with a failed bombing. Officials say the explosives-laden SUV that was found smoldering in a crowded part of New York City appeared to be relatively crude and did not demonstrate the kind of explosives training terror groups normally provide. Shahzad was arrested trying to flee the country Monday and has been charged with 5 counts, including attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. Reports from Nigeria say the country's ailing president has died. NPR's Ofebi Costarkton says he'd been ill for months and had not been seen in public since November.
Sources in Nigeria's presidency said President Umaru Musa Uruduwa died Wednesday evening. Private Nigerian television stations were also reporting news of his death. Uruduwa had been on sick leave since late November when he flew to Saudi Arabia seeking medical treatment for inflammation of the lining of the heart, returning home in February. He had other serious health problems, including a chronic kidney ailment. 58-year-old Uruduwa hailed from a distinguished political family from northern Nigeria. He was plucked from regional obscurity as Katsina state governor by former President Olusegun Obasanjo. Uruduwa won a landslide presidential victory in 2007 in a disputed election which was widely criticized for ballot stuffing and voter intimidation. Ofebi Akwistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A panel looking into some of the factors behind the financial crisis is taking exception to statements made by former Bear Stearns executives. The executives told the commission they did all they could to keep Bear afloat. However, the chairman of the panel pointed to the firm's mounting dependence on special loans from other investment banks known as repurchase agreements. Wall Street trended lower for a second day. The Dow was down 59 points. The Nasdaq lost 21 points. This is NPR. President Obama has signed a bill designed to help severely wounded veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The legislation allocates $3.7 billion over 5 years. The money would go towards supporting family members who care for them. A bill signing ceremony at the White House today, Mr. Obama called the government's responsibility to take care of veterans and their families a moral obligation. The bill would also provide post-delivery care to female veterans, newborns, and include expanded efforts to help homeless and rural vets. Two civilian workers are being treated for injuries. That's after an explosion that blew apart an Army Propulsions building in Huntsville, Alabama. As Bobby Melk from member station WLRH reports, services responded to the scene, and two people were taken to hospitals in Huntsville and Birmingham.
The explosion occurred at Redstone Arsenal's Ammerdeck facility. That's Aviation Missile Research, Development, and Engineering Center. Army personnel and engineers on the scene would not speculate as to what exactly caused the blast, but the building's purpose is to demilitarize solid rocket proponents, namely isolating ammonium perchloride, a volatile oxidizer used in rocket fuel. The building does not require workers to occupy the facility at all times, but two of the three civilian contractors working at the site sustained burns from the blast. It is also specially designed to allow energy from such an explosion to exit the building, minimizing the risk of fatalities. Authorities at Redstone say they are keeping the workers in their thoughts and prayers, but are happy to see the building function properly. Federal investigators are at the scene. Bobby Milk, NPR News, Huntsville.
Crude oil prices closed lower today. Oil was down $2.77 a barrel to close at $79.97 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.